Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
And now, once again, this is Speak It Like You Think It Radio. I'm your host, Naj Know-It-All. And I'm doing a solo shot today, man. Going to knock a quick 15-minute out. Hopefully. We'll see. But I guess I'm going to start this off on a sad note, man. The first thing I want to speak about is the young man, Lorenzen Wright, passed away. Former University of Memphis, former Memphis Grizzly, and a whole lot of other teams. Originally, I believe it was an L.A. Clipper lottery pick early on in his NBA career. But he was found the other day. He was missing, reported missing, I want to say, 10 days ago. And he was found the other day. It's a real sad thing, man, to see somebody go out so young. You know, details are still coming in on what happened. But it's either way, it's a sad thing, you know. Because you kind of, even if somebody's not one of your favorite basketball players, you have a certain connection with them if you've seen a guy play in college and then go on to the league. So, you know, from what is being reported, he's a real, real nice guy, had a big effect on the community, and it's sad to see his passing. A quick moment of silence for Mr. Lorenzen Wright. Okay. And, I guess I'm going to get into current sports events. Right now, I guess the biggest thing that's being talked about is T.O. and Ocho. Terrell Owens, that's it. That T.O. is going to the Cincinnati Bengals, signed him to, I believe it's a one-year, $2 million contract. You know, there's a lot of speculation going on from all the writers and different journalists and all that, you know. They're loving this because they're going to have stories all year because they're going to play up the whole T.O. attitude thing and him and Ocho, you know, being such, you know what I mean, exhibitionists as far as scoring touchdowns and acting a fool or doing whatever they do. But, you know, I'm glad to see T.O. finally land on his feet somewhere, man. This dude deserves to be on an NFL team. He still can contribute to a team. And as far as the attitude and all that, well, when you're a top five guy, there's a certain attitude you can have, certain things you know you can get away with. And T.O.'s a smart guy. He knows what he can't do now because, you know, because of aging and his place in the league. So, of course, he won't be the same running to the star in the middle of the Dallas Cowboys field like he did back in the day. Those days are gone. T.O.'s just going to go out there and ball. And, the real story on this to me is now we find out if Carson Palmer is for real. Carson Palmer had one great season, and besides that, he's been pretty much injured and just not up to what people had him pegged out to be. So, I mean, at one time, this was a top five quarterback, and he hasn't really shown and proved it. To be honest, last year, their running game is kind of what pushed them to where they were. In the form of Cedric Benson. So this year he has weapons now. T.O. and Ocho, they got the young tight end out of Oklahoma. They were able to sign Antonio Bryant. So, I mean, he has some health issues they have to work out. But either way, he has weapons now. So we're really going to see what Carson Palmer is about. I'm kind of going to skip around the sports landscapes here. I'm not going to stick with one particular topic or one particular league. Next, I want to go to the Raptors owner. Well, Raptors GM comes out and kind of, you know, lays a smack down on Chris Bosh about how late in the season last year during their little playoff run at the end, how Bosh was cleared to play. He had some kind of nostril thing going on from taking a shot in the face, and but after some rest, doctors cleared him to play, and he declined to play. So the GM is kind of going in on him now. But to all the fans who kind of are supporting this new thing of the GM coming out and you know having a lot to say about a player, it's cowardly. That's the only way to describe it. It's cowardly. Because if this is how you really felt, say this when free agency opens. Say we're not putting a deal on the table for this guy. This is why. This is what I feel. Don't wait to see if you can actually have a chance to sign him and then come out and badmouth them. It's nonsense, because if he had signed that piece of paper, you would have been shaking hands, holding a press conference, and all smiles. So I can't respect anything that fake. The other day, the NBA put out a kind of a warning to teams about a reminder, you could say, about tampering. And this is centered around Chris Paul. So David Stern is trying to make sure things are where they need to be, make sure nobody's out here recruiting like this is college or something, trying to get Chris Paul to force a trade to their team. I don't know how that's going to work out, but I do believe eventually Chris Paul is going to find his way up out of there. I think that's what he wants. He's looking around. He doesn't see a team that's really going to compete. But I will give the Hornets management this. Chris Paul's been hurt a lot recently. And when you consider what they've lost over the last couple of years, it's really not that much. So you can say, I mean, you still got David West. You got Marcus Thornton. And, I mean, hey, there is a chance to compete with that team out there. I don't know about – well, no, I'm not going to say I don't know. I know it's not a title-contending team, but it's still a competitive team. Should be a playoff team. So we'll have to see how this plays out. The other day, going to MLB news, the young phenom Strasburg, he sat out the game against the Braves, complained of tightness, and management kind of shut him down, didn't want him to play. And, of course, there's always something shady going on within management making one of these moves like this. And we find out that they gave word to the press box, I believe 45 minutes before the game, that Strasburg wasn't going to be able to play because he was experiencing these difficulties. But, of course, they didn't say that to the fans. They just let everybody roll in, let those turnstiles keep turning, and then afterwards, then let them know that someone else would be starting and Strasburg wouldn't play, who, for the most part, that's who the fans came out to see. The other pitcher actually ended up pitching well, and they were able to get the win against the Braves, but real shady business by the Washington Nationals on that, man. Stan Kasten, you're better than that. I heard you a lot on Atlanta radio. He's always down here. You know, guy's done a lot in the sports world, but you're better than that, Stan. Don't do nothing like that no more, man. Stop using this guy as your only little chip, man. And I guess I'm going to switch to your boy Fat Albert, Big Haynesworth. Said he will be coming to camp, so he's kind of changed his tune. I think whoever's listened to this show before, they know about co-host Craig Barzee. I mean, he gave the perfect take on Haynesworth as far as this offseason. If you take their money, you have to go play. Don't nobody want to hear about you don't want to play nose tackle, or you don't want to do that, you don't want to do this. You took their money, you got to go play football. Otherwise, give the money back, have them cut you, and go somewhere else and never see that kind of contract again, because you won't after this whole offseason fiasco. But, yeah, Big Albert, I'm glad you're going to training camp, man. Maybe you'll get your stuff right, man. Get out there and ball out, man. Do what you're paid to do. Jimmy Clausen signed a 4-year deal the other day, quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. I think that's real big. He needed to sign to make sure he can be in competition with Matt Moore for that starting QB job, which to me is one of the best jobs in the NFL right now. When you consider the two running backs that they have and Steve Smith out on the outside, I mean, if you can play halfway decent, not like, as I call him, Jack Delhomme last year, you'd be all right, man. I really want to see what Jimmy does. I think Jimmy's got a shot at it with Matt Moore, but we'll see. And also, I got to say, man, Skip Bayless, man, so disrespectful how you spoke to Miss Candidate the other day. For those that don't know, Skip Bayless of First Take in the Morning, he and Miss Candidate were on, and they were kind of discussing, I believe this was a week ago, they were discussing the Michael Vick situation. And she was asking him a question and trying to make a point. And Skip just basically got on some. I'm done with this. All right, let's move on to the next topic. Let's move on to the next topic. I mean, very rudely cutting her off in the middle of a sentence with it. I was real surprised. You know what I mean? I know that's probably not Skip's best favorite person to talk about, but at the same time, you don't have to disrespect a woman like that. It's ridiculous. We also got news today that Vince Young will not be suspended for his Hook 'em Horns fight in the strip club. So I guess that's good news for Titans fans. Vince Young will be there. So I guess we will not see the reemergence of Kerry Collins. Good looking for them. We'll see how that plays. Other thing, too, was I noticed yesterday, this was a late story coming in, the USA team, they've actually made cuts the other day, and they cut, let's say, Gerald Wallace, O.J. Mayo, and Tariq Evans, and the seven-footer from the Wizards, McGee. Yeah, JaVale McGee. They were actually cut. And I know the whole Team USA thing, everybody's trying to, you know, they're trying to make a new way of respect for it and a new way of seeing it as a certain pinnacle in your career. But I don't think this is going to play well eventually, because if you're doing cuts to people of this stature, whether it's earned or just in their mind, you're not going to be able to get the same caliber of guys coming out there, especially without a guarantee. Guys are not going to want to take this, you know, it's embarrassing public cutting. You know what I mean? This is not high school. You come check your name on, see if your name is on the board, see if you've been cut. I mean, this is something that goes all over the media, all over the basketball world. So I'm sure a lot of these guys are not going to be happy with it. I will say, though, Tariq Evans missed a couple of the practices because of prior commitments. And so it's not like he was there the whole time and he just didn't cut the mustard, because if you're going to keep Andre Iguodala and not keep Tariq Evans out, I don't know what the hell to say to you. Because one of them looks like a future franchise guy, and the other one we already know is second star, maybe third star, all day, at best third star. So I guess it's an interesting situation. We'll have to see how this plays out in the end. But, yeah, this is Speaking Like You Think It Radio, early edition, 6:57 a.m. I'm down here in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, touching on whatever topics I can. Just waking up early, kind of looking around. And I guess there's really nothing else to really touch into. I mean, hell, 6:30 in the morning. I got to go back to bed anyway. But thanks for listening. This is Speak It Like You Think It Radio. Catch me here at least twice a week. And also check out Speak It Like You Think It at WordPress.com. Got a few new articles up there, notably one about Mr. LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. Also another about the gold digger phenomenon. And, hey, we'll just keep bringing it to you. Speaking Like You Think It Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm out.